Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM Bumrabib Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, a new look, closing the gap agreement, a new national agreement on closing the gap will see state and territory governments commit to 16 targets that include reducing the rate of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander incarceration. We're going to catch up a yarn now with the Minister for Fire and Emergency Services and Minister for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnership, Mr. Craig Crawford. Got Craig on the line. Craig, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. A very important discussion when we're talking about a new look closing the gap agreement. It seemed to be like a broken record. We as First Nation people think closing the gap. But look, there's a new agreement on the table for state and territory to commit to and 16 targets. It's just about looking for the light at the end of the tunnel. Yes, Craig?
Yeah, look, I think the big difference with this one is, unlike the last closing the gap, this one has actually come from the ground up. So the federal government engaged the Coalition of Peaks, which is basically a group of peak bodies across everything from mental health to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander healthcare services to, you know, Indigenous legal services and everything like that, and essentially consulted with that group and put together these targets, not only worked out what the 16 targets should be, but also what the actual numbers that we want to hit on each one of them is. And, you know, then it obviously went up through all the various states and got signed off by the ministers and the cabinets and the premiers and then went to national cabinet. And I think this is the way that we need to do business. We need to do it from the ground up, not from the top down.
And when you say from the ground up, we're also talking about with First Nation people at the table and in the discussion, yes?
That's exactly right, and that's the way it's got to be. Like, if you know, if we're truly going to change things, if we're going to shift the dial, if we're going to move the numbers, you can't just have it where you have a whole heap of people, you know, in government and the capital cities saying, "Well, this is the way I reckon it should be. I think this is the best thing for Kawanyama or for Arnhem Land or wherever." Like, you know, you've got to consult with the end users, really. And so I'm pretty optimistic. I think that we've got a good chance of closing it. Whether we can get it fully closed, let's see in about 10 years. But I'm hopeful that we can start to move the dial.
Exactly. But when you look at, it can be done and like targets can be met. The example I'm thinking of is when COVID-19 came upon us, and in regards to releasing some prisoners incarceration on minor offences, for example, you know what I mean, because of the virus, that shows that, in regards to reducing the rate of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander incarceration, there's a prime example.
Yeah, look, exactly right. COVID has certainly shown us that sometimes when we're pushed, when we're pressed, we can, you know, we can make significant decisions, we can do things differently, we can get rid of red tape and bureaucracy because we need it to happen, because there's obviously a significant amount of urgency. So I think that, you know, as we go into, you know, the next sort of 5 or 10 years, I think all of us from this generation are going to look back at COVID-19. And I think the common phrase will become, well, we managed to do it then, why can't we do it now?
Sure. And, you know, with respect to the people who've lost lives because of COVID-19, on the other side of the coin, even First Nation people have saying that it's been an angel in disguise in regard to the way we operate, the way we do business, and the way we can close the gap.
Yeah, so I think it's definitely about, pushing the boundaries, you know, being able to say, well, you know, we were able to manage bail differently, we were able to manage health differently, we were able to make things happen really, really fast. So, and a good example is the contact tracing people. So, you know, as a government, we did it in Queensland and other governments obviously did it as well, where we're able to amass a huge amount of people from government departments and quickly train them on how to do the contact tracing. You could have never done that unless you actually had that pandemic staring you in the face. So a sense of urgency can often make bureaucrats just move that little bit quicker.
And like I said, we as First Nation people, we look at the incarceration of First Nation people in regard to COVID-19, and that example that I've just given there, it costs about $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 to have an individual in prison. But if we can put like half of that money or 10% of the money in towards an individual to get help or put them in training for employment or whatever the case may be, that's got to be a cheaper way for taxpayers.
Yeah, look, it's always a cheaper way for taxpayers if you can avoid incarceration. You know, all the studies, all the evidence says, you know, particularly if you even look at kids, once a kid goes into, once a child goes into juvie the first time, for whatever reason, there's an 80% chance that they're going to reoffend and they're going to go straight back there. And then they'll obviously end up in the adult prison system. You know, and someone who spends 30, 40, 60 years in the prison world is not contributing to society, they're not contributing to taxes, they're not contributing to the economy. So, you know, being able to spend a little bit of money up front and divert people from that system to something different can not only be a big difference in their life but the community around it, but can actually save the government a fortune.
Exactly. And look, success breeds success, and that's what it's all about in the long run. Look, we'll be looking very closely at the Closing Gap Agreement, 16 targets to be met. We will always have conversations with you, my friend, and thank you very much for coming to the table here on National Talk Black, First Nation Radio Station with Bumma Bipra. Thank you for sharing. Look, all the best to you. Stay safe and stay strong.
No worries. Thanks very much. Anytime.
Take care, Craig. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
A deadly yarn there with Craig Crawford, and he's the Minister for Fire and Emergency Service and also Minister for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnership, Craig Crawford, and said the agreement doubles the number of targets set in 2008 and sees Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples play the lead role in decision-making. So we are talking about the new look, Closing the Gap Agreement, and for all state and territory governments to commit to 16 targets that include reducing the rate of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander incarceration. And that in itself should be closing that gap and bringing those numbers down in many ways. Have your say, you mob. Yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yarn up with the bully one. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bumma Bipra Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Give me a call. Let's have a yarn. 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Traveling in the brand new trophy. On a beanie trailer full of stories, I met a strange style. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me my name.
And she said,
do you come from a land down under? Where dollars smile and meaning
thunder?
Can you hear, can you hear that thunder? You better run, you better take cover. Buying bread from a man in Darwin. He was 6'4", Nagi Muke. I said, you're speaking my language. Unwingo! He smiled and gave me a Benjamin money. Do you come from a land down under? Where dollars smile and meaning plunder? Can you hear, can you hear that thunder? Oh,
Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
We are the original people. G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, so chopping number again is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. Yarn Up with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Nakari, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. And like I said, we go across the nation thanks to NERS. Big shout out to the team down there at NERS and house there at the Beamer office, Brisbane Indigenous Media Association. And big shout out to First Nation radio stations across the country. Too deadly. Thinking of your mob down in Victoria. Victoria coronavirus cases rise by 282. A state hits grim new death toll that's recorded. Victoria has recorded its highest day in death with 25 lives lost in the past 24 hours from the deadly virus. And on Monday, the Department of Health and Human Services confirmed there are 282 new cases and a high number of deaths. So we are still in the pandemic, you mob, and we need to abide by the rules. That's the only vaccine we got at the moment. Other states and territories are going pretty well, but let's not get placed, you mob, and stay focused on the rules that we need to abide by, and that is constantly wash our hands, keep 1.5 metres away from each other regarding social distancing, and look, stay at home if you don't need to be out and about, and if you are out and about, wear a mask. Ask and do what you need to do to stay safe, your mob. And thinking of your mob there, Victoria, and also New South Wales. But we're going strong up here in North Queensland, and I think the beautiful weather up here helps in regard to that. But let's not be complacent. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black. Want to hear what you got to say, mob. Too deadly.
Thousand years was long ago. People lived the way we wouldn't know. One with the creation of the land is something we don't quite understand. The ego souls of dreaming began. The rainbow serpent came from underground. And no shake a leg like your mama wanted you, and you don't wanna let your mama down. Shake a leg like your mama would be proud. Get down, get down, get down, get down. A couple hundred years ago or so, a white dude came and landed on the shore. The first of those that could not understand how these different people of the land. And no, gotta get a little bit funky when you can. We rounded up the clans and took away the land they lived. We tried to wipe them out and give until the crown was killed. We stole away their soul, the treaties all they're asking us for. Don't you think it's time we recognize the first here? Don't you think it's time the Constitution made it clear? And all I ever wanna do is shake a leg like your mama wanted you, and you don't wanna let your mama down.
Baka. Black sister, where you going? How you doing? Where you been? I ain't seen you on the scene for a couple of weeks. By all means, stay on your own, you gotta do your thing. But please don't sell your soul for a couple of jakes. Embrace your black skin and your race within. You're blessed by your blackness and your dark skin kin. Raise strong black kids, forever drugs in the bin. And you'll be bound to make your old people look at you and grin. Stand strong like the matriarchy. And titter, aim higher than the stars can reach. You ain't gotta act different when it comes to me. I believe in your sister, take a walk with me. Sister, go and hang your head in the noose. I know you're sick and tired of dealing with the drugs and abuse. You're too strong, my sister, you know the deep of her roots. Black woman in a white man's world. It's tough, being sexualized is all we've left. That's enough, you're worth more than getting treated like dirt. Show love and give your sisters what they truly deserve. Respect, we're sick and tired of getting treated as less. Saying bad sex sells, but I got no products for pets. The way you treat your woman has you looking real oppressed. She got her law, you got yours, it's time to have it addressed. If she stands with you, then stand with her. Cause handing down this healing is a bigger picture. Got nothing to do with your sexual preference. This is about our solidarity, that's hidden question. Brothers are warriors, but if you can't respect your titters, don't expect us to honor ya.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
To Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumba Brib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Yana's Circle, so do add to the conversation and tell us what you really think. To Deadly. Let's go to NRL news, Rugby League, in regard to the round that just happened, round 14, starting with on the Thursday night last week, the Storms defeated the Roosters 24-16. The Panthers got up 18-12 against the Warriors. St. George defeated Eels 14-12. The Sharks defeated the Titans 30-18. And also the Rabbitohs got up by a field goal, 31-30. And also the Canberra Raiders got up over the Broncos 36-8. And Broncos on a bad trot there. And
the Knights, Newcastle Knights, defeated the Manly Seagulls, 26 points to 24. And then the Tigers defeated the Bulldogs, 29 points to 8. And that was round 14. And how they sit on the ladder, just have a look at that. So top of the ladder, leading away is the Panthers on 25 points. And below them is the Storms at 24 points. Parramatta on 22, Roosters on 18, with Raiders. They're on 18 as well. The Newcastle Knights on 17. And then you got the Sharks and the Rabbitohs, both on 16, and they're the top eight. And below that, just outside the edge, you've got the Tigers, West Tigers at 12, as well as Manly on 12. Dragons on 10, with share the same points with Warriors. Then you have Titans on 8. And then you've got the Cowboys and Broncos, second last, third last, both on 6, and the bottom ladder, Bulldogs. So that's how it sits at the moment in regard to the ladder. And hope your team is doing well. And we've got the up-and-coming draw for this week. Start off on Thursday night. The Eels will be playing the Storms. The Panthers will be taking on the Sharks on Friday Night Football, as well as the Broncos taking on the Dragons. And then on Saturday, Super Saturday, the Titans take on Canberra Raiders. The West Tigers take on Sydney City Roosters. And then you got the Rabbitohs taking on Manly. And then on the Sunday, they clear up the round 15. You got the Bulldogs taking on the Warriors. And the last game there is the Knights playing against the Cowboys down there at McDonald Jones Stadium in Newcastle. Hope your team's doing well, you mob. So look out to the conversation. Talk about football. Talk about what's happening in regard to the pandemic and the virus. COVID-19 is still upon us. Maybe you want to talk about the 16 targets with the closing the gap. New approach on that. All yarns here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, put a smile on your dial. Woke up this morning, so get excited about that. And here's Daily Track, make you think about living life to the fullest. Don't worry, be happy. Black Bullet Music, do enjoy.
nagala yela dutte yu
To Delhi Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. That was Mitch Tambo with his daily track there, Love. And I hope you're having a lovely day, your mob. And add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text your brother 0457140550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. All right, catch up with the AFL news in regard to the round that just happened. We have the Sydney Swans, who defeated the Giants 66 points to 25. The Cats, Geelong Cats, defeated Port Adelaide 91-31. Ran about fair there. 1 point up, the Lions defeated the Kangaroos, North Melbourne, 53 points to 52. The Demons defeated Collingwood, 100 points to 44. Low scoring affair there between Carlton and Fremantle, and Carlton did get up against Fremantle 40 points to 36. Looking at the game between Western Bulldogs and Adelaide Crows, 111, the Bulldogs defeated the Crows 54. The St Kilda defeated the Bombers Essendon 68 points to 33, and the Eagles defeated the Hawks 81 points to 49. And then you got the game happening tonight between the Richmond Tigers up against the Suns. And now we'll just check out the ladder and how that sits at the moment. In regards to top of the table at the moment, Shearing is the Port Adelaide and Brisbane Lions. Port Adelaide leading in first position by four and against. And then you have three teams on 32 points. You've got Geelong Cats, West Coast Eagles and St Kilda. And then you have two teams on 26 points. That's the Richmond Tigers and Magpies, Collingwood. And then top of the eight is Melbourne Demon. They're 24. So they lead the eight, and then below the eight you've got GWS Giants on 24 with Western Bulldogs. You have Essendon Bombers on 22, Carlton on 20, and Gold Coast Suns on 18. And you have three teams on 16. That's Fremantle, Sydney Swans and Hawthorn, and North Melbourne 12, and Adelaide Crows still on nil, yet to score a win.
in this fixture of 2020 on the AFL, Toyota AFL. Have your say, Yana Flong, add to the conversation here, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the ball, you're on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nicari, taking now with Baker Boy in his deadly track, In Control. Do enjoy.
फिर मैं यहाँ कहीं तू टिकिंग या मिनाल उलेन इट्स नॉट अबाउट फेम टिकिंग गोल्स ओपनिंग डोर्स टू अ न्यू एरा मेकिंग श्योर इट्स करेक्ट नॉट एन एरा अदरवाइज यू विल डिस्कनेक्ट एंड द डार्केस्ट डेज वोंट लास्ट फॉरएवर इवन ब्राइटर डेज कम सूनर और लेटर या कहीं विन टिकिंग मर्ची बबू उरना बिली नी नंगो वो इबुंगा व्हाट यू गॉटा डू व्हाट यू गॉटा डू इट्स अप टू यू व्हेयर यू वांट टू हेड अप टू इट इज हार्ड यू गॉटा हैव टू ब्रेक थ्रू Turning up the pressure till it breaks you. So break through, come on.
They come, they go, but this I know. I will not let them hold me back no more. I shoot, I score, I give my all, my future. I am in control. I am in control.
Yeah, yeah. No matter young and old, having dreams and goals, take control on the fundamental role, negative roles. It ain't good for the soul, having the motive. So, keeping the ball, running for the future, got me feeling like a preacher. Uh-huh. There's nothing that you can't achieve when you're a seeker. Say what? Keep on moving straight ahead, and be your icon like a pillar for the next gen.
Okay, okay. They come, they go, but this I know.
Blues,
Yes, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre call-ins on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother 0457140550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Now, the summer bushfires expose indigenous artefacts protected by bushland. The race is on to save them from neglect. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Brother Wayne Brennan, archaeologist and rock art specialist with the Gamilaroi ancestry on the line. We've got Wayne. Very good morning. How are you? Oh, Wayne, not there. Wayne, give me a call back, brother. Add to the conversation. Yarn up strong. And we'll have that deadly conversation about the summer bushfires. Exposed indigenous artifacts protected by bushland. And the race is on now to save them from neglect. Learning that Rio Tinto had destroyed two rock shelters containing dated evidence of habitation back to 46,000 years ago and filled with many Australians with horror and despair. So it's a very important conversation. So we'll catch up a yarn with Wayne Brennan, archaeologist. A rock art specialist with the Gamilaroi ancestry. So yarn up strong on that here. On your daily program, National Talk Black, but you can add to the conversation. That daily number here is 1-800-422-416. Love to hear what you're going to say. Yarn up strong here. Talk about any topic you want to talk about here on your First Nation radio station with that daily program, National Talk Black. And I'm steering a ship. It's your ship, your mob. And the bally one is the fella driving the ship here. And that's Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. But here's a message. Well, we'll try again with Wayne Brennan on the line. Wayne, very good morning. How are we?
Yeah, man. How you doing all up there in paradise?
In paradise, far north Queensland. They say a perfect one day and beautiful one day, perfect the next, and that is the case up here in far north Queensland. Where are you based, Wayne?
Well, at the moment I'm based here at Nui Creek, which is northern New South Wales. So we're sort of halfway on that scale. It's been very beautiful here lately. We've had some beautiful weather, but I'm basically work a lot in the Blue Mountains and World Heritage Area and up through Arnhem Land.
Yeah.
But I'm based here at the moment and it's just gorgeous.
Fantastic. Now, the topic here, the summer bushfires expose indigenous artefacts protected by bushland and the race is on to save them from neglect. So give us a bit of insight about the conversation there, please.
Well, look, you know, as everybody knows, that Southeast Australia had one of the worst bushfires experiences ever that we can record in history. So it's burned out a lot of country. So I've been researching rock art in the Wallamai in particular, but throughout the Greater Blue Mountains World Heritage Area for about 35 years now. So what we're trying to do is look at ways of working with community, in particular bringing together the scientific community and the Aboriginal community to walk side by side and to work on those two aspects of science and culture and how best we can manage this, what's going to be a long-term problem. And that's going to be trying to look at setting up some teams, some community teams that actually are responsible for monitoring, for doing conservation work such as clearing of vegetation and also recording rock art, because obviously when you get a big fire through, it opens up country and you can see a lot of things.
So the Black Summer left its mark, but it also exposed the indigenous artefacts. And to us as First Nation people, that's our ancestors speaking to us.
Well, indeed it is. And part of the deal, too, is for us to get back out on country with community, with us all there working together to heal that
yes.
country and to work with it and to see what's there and report back to our communities. You know, we're not interested in redoing the rock art, of course.
No.
It's just totally inappropriate. But how we revive rock art is by conversation, by taking it to our communities, talking about the rock art. That's the revival that we're looking for. And getting our younger people involved in it.
But of course, but also looking for the stories that our ancestors left us and to continue our conversation, our yarns.
Oh, indeed. And, you know, the landscape and the arts, you know, interplays. And what we do have there is what we say, the stories in the landscape and the landscapes in the story.
But when you're learning, like, that Rio Tinto had destroyed two rock shelters containing dated evidence of habitation back 46,000 years ago and filled many Australians with horror and despair, I mean, across the board, not impressed.
Yes, indeed. I think what we've got to do is we've got to realise we're living now, both in government agencies and private enterprise, in what I call the world of appearances. And with the world of appearances, we never get the full story. We never get the full story. And what I've noticed, and I'm quite critical here, even being a public servant for 35, 40 years,
yes.
is that we have a lot of people in middle management being paid very good money to facilitate that world of appearances. What do we appear to be doing? What are we doing? Mm. And I know for a fact here in New South Wales, there's no money spent on actually conservation work, hardly at all, because I have been in those positions for a couple of years, and my budget for rock art for the Sydney Basin and the Blue Mountains was $5,000.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous, isn't it?
And that was the same year they spent $1.2 million on football stadiums. I love rugby league.
Yeah.
But do we need $1.2 billion football stadiums when we've got some of the most beautiful rock art within 100 kilometres of the GPR
exactly.
of Sydney?
Exactly. And priorities all upside down,
all
isn't it?
Australia. Yeah. So what are we going to do about it? Well, I think we've got to realise that the communities have got to work with the government agencies and get better outcomes.
But the government agencies also need to have the open mind and the focus on protecting Indigenous artefacts.
Oh, indeed. Now, they've got all the legislation, they've got everything doing, and generally speaking, you get serious fines if you do it. But look, there's not many people being... It's a bit of a toothless tiger. I know sure. I might sound a little bit pessimistic, but unfortunately we're in a situation now where priority is not on, on cultural heritage at all.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, and there's a lot of money spent on cultural heritage, but what outcomes do we actually really get as a community?
Yes.
And so I'm looking at more holistic ways of looking at rock art, and part of this is pilot is to look at how we set up these community-based rock art research teams.
Exactly. And the money spent is not an expense, it's investment for our culture, for Australia's history, and also to keep our story strong.
Everybody wins. Everybody exactly. wins there. And, you know, there's a richness of knowledge here, both for land management and cultural appropriateness of this country.
Mm.
We've got to work all together. We've got to stop this world of appearances thing where we appear to be doing things, but we're doing bugger all.
Mm. It's not about just kicking stones. Very important conversation. Wayne, thank you very much for sharing. Look, fight the good fight and have First Nation people at the table. Very important.
Okay, okay. Do you take care?
Yalu. Oh, beautiful yarn there. That's Wayne Brennan. He's archaeologist and rock arts specialist with the Gilmore ancestry and talking about the summer bushfires that expose Indigenous artefacts protected by bushland and the race on to save them from neglect, but also need money at the table as well. That's the tool in regard to digging up and not to change these stories of our ancestors, but also to share it with our mob. And, of course, First Nation people who are on country. We're talking traditional owners. We've got about 3 minutes left on the program, Bob. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Message here going out to all our beautiful listeners out there with the passing of our beautiful Aunty Evelyn.
It is with a heavy heart that Bumabibri Media 98.7 FM share the sad news that Aunty Evelyn Levi Lowa has peacefully passed away. Aunty Ev has been an integral part of the BBM family and dedicated more than 20 years of her life to community radio. Over the years as a radio host, she has presented various shows such as the National Torres Strait Hour, Black is Black, Brekkie Show, also host for National Talk Black, Walking in the Light, Sunday morning inspirational program where she continually spoke of God and carried his messages, and also hundreds and thousands of outdoor broadcasts where she was a key broadcaster at majority of them. She was known for her ability to connect with a wide range of people no matter who they were and where they were from. She'd have an engaging educational conversation. She was punctual, reliable, kind, and was always ready to have a cup of tea and cake if it was on offer. Her ability to find the best in people, make everyone feel welcome, and maintain a positive outlook in life was something to be admired. Aunty Ev used her voice to inspire younger generation and everyone she met on her journey. Aunty Ev was very witty, sharp, and delightful. She was iconic and everybody knew her wherever she went. She loved being a radio host, not because it was her job, but because it was her passion. The BBM airwaves will not be the same without her voice. The BBM family send their condolences and their love to Aunty Ev's family. We, the BBM family, will always love and respect you. Rest in peace, Aunty Ev. Strong in spirit. Love you dearly.
We are the natives of the land and sea. From the desert.